Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name is Scott Anderson and you've reached my podcast. Once again, heading into the days of October. I have actually been sharing my yesterday's weather feed. I do a 24-hour video time lapse of what happens outside my back porch. One of the things that's pretty wild, pretty fun, pretty cool is that a spider had been building a web, actually started building the web back in September, and then it rained a little bit for like 4 days. The spider was gone. And then they built it again, and then it rained a little bit. They were gone again. And you know, a couple of days ago, they actually started to build it again, and now they have a fairly complex web. So it's kind of fun to watch the spider. I know I shouldn't be laughing about it, but it is an amazing demonstration of both perseverance, but also, you know, simply the amazing capabilities of spiders. You know, what are they able to do? What can they do? How do they do it? You know, it's this amazing, amazing, absolutely interesting view of the world from, I guess, from a spider's perspective, which is cool, right? Yeah, I love that kind of stuff. I grew up in a scientific household, so science to me is a very critical thing. You know, I learned the inquiry model when I was a very young kid. And I've kind of built my life around, you know, asking questions, and not just asking questions about the world around me, but also asking questions of people, right? To kind of understand what it is that people think is going on around them. Sometimes, you know, we live in this world where, you know, people don't ask the question because if they ask the question, they might get the answer, and the answer is often not something that. Not something that we want, right? You know, sometimes we don't want to get the answer to that reality. Anyway, you know, kind of a fun thing to go. I started withdrawing from IU football. We're now what? I think we were 3-0, and now we're 3-4, and I think the year is over. Likely. I mean, we don't have a good offense. We don't have a good defense. You're not going to go very far with neither, but the other side of it is my favorite college team is IU, but my favorite pro team is the Bears, and they're also sliding away, so I might just not watch football for a while, or if I do watch football, I'll watch the game of the week just to see what Tony Romo is thinking about when it comes to football. Always fun to listen to him. He, you know, was a hated quarterback when he played for the Cowboys, but I do have to say I do enjoy listening to him as a television analyst. He seems to really have a good grasp not only of the art of the possible, but also just how to connect and communicate with people. And so that's, to me, that's, you know, that's half the battle of watching a TV broadcast of a football game. Is you want to connect with the color commentator. You want to get that feeling. You know, that things are where they are. Anyway, let's see, that's topic two. Topic three, I guess I didn't tell you how many topics I had, so it doesn't matter how many topics I have, right? Two topics down, third topic to come up. I've been getting ready. Every day I'm like gonna go out and take a picture of the moon with the connected telescope, and every day it's like overcast, and then the days when I'm too tired to go out, or you know, I've just got other stuff I have to do, I you know, it's clear. So I guess the fates are not in my favor at this point, but I will continue to try, continue to see what I can do to get myself closer to where I want to be with taking astrophotography as a hobby. My other hobby, obviously, is messing with technology, and in particular, how can technology change the world around me? It's kind of what I focus on in terms of what I write and build for my futurist column on Hub Pages, and you know, it's kind of where I am in my IT career. So, one of the things that, you know, we always have to talk about, we also have to think about in life is, you know, what's next? And for me right now, what's next is getting that connected telescope, you know, fully operational so I can see what those pictures look like, see what those pictures produce. And I guess the last thing for me is kind of taking a look at ultimately where I'm going to end up as far as finishing my basement project, which I started 7 or 8 months ago. I really cleaned a lot out of the basement. I'm going to have to continue doing so. It is an interesting problem, but one that I'm continuing to work on, continuing to drive towards and move towards. You just never know, because you collect crap over the course of your life, right? Things just kind of slide in and out of your life. You end up with a lot of crap and a lot of things that are there that you don't necessarily need anymore, and so you kind of need to keep moving forward. Anyway, last topic of today, I've been paying attention to little bits and pieces of the news. The news is not something I normally pay attention to. I try to avoid it lately. I don't see a lot of value in watching and paying attention to the news, because simply don't see a lot of value in what is going on with the news. But the reality is, it's just beyond annoying right now. I don't see a lot of value proposition in reading the news anymore. It's just depressing and sad, and so what I'm doing now is I make myself only read 3 articles, and I'm going to cut back to 2, and then I'm going to cut back to 1 again, and then I'm going to skip the news for a while, just to not have to listen to it anymore. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day.